Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Joining us today is Thad Lively. Thad is the Vice President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation when it comes for trade access. Today we're talking about efforts to resolve the beef impasse with Saudi Arabia. We're back with Thad on that in just a moment.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Last spring, we had an atypical BSE case detected in the state of California here in the U.S. Shortly after that atypical BSE case was reported, a suspension of beef imports into Saudi Arabia was announced by that nation. Since that time, they've refused to lift that ban on U.S. beef exports to that country, and it's getting a little frustrating. According to Thad Lively, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP, when it comes to trade access.
Last year, when we had our fourth case of BSE here in the United States, that's the case that was in California, most countries around the world looked at that and concluded there was no reason to change anything about their import requirements for beef from the United States. Saudi Arabia was really the one big exception. They chose to close their market in response to that fourth case, and the market has remained closed since then. It is actually a very important market. It's a growing market in the Middle East. It is a high-value market. And to a handful of companies that specialize in trading products to a fairly top-end sort of customer, whether it's in the Middle East or other countries around the world, Saudi Arabia was a key market and was an important part of their overall business. So for those companies, the impact of having the market close has been really profound.
Because Saudi Arabia represents less than 1% of the U.S. beef industry's total exports, closure of this market has attracted a lot less media attention than some of other beef trade disputes. But it is a problem, and Lively says that USMEF working aggressively with our government to try to get the job done in resolving the dispute and reopening that market successfully.
We went into D.C. in late May with a group of these companies, basically all the companies that are involved in that business, and talked to both USDA and USTR. And they, of course, share our frustration with the situation. And they have engaged with the Saudi authorities on the question of how to get the market open again. And it's our impression that that engagement is now being stepped up, and the discussions will move this fall to the specific conditions that will apply to U.S. beef exports when Saudi Arabia does reopen the market.
Senior VP for Trade Access for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Thad Lively, talking about the problems, the frustrating problems that we've got with the Saudis when it comes to their purchases of U.S. beef. That is our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.